The Gemara in Daf Dalam Beis asks, how do we know that the a sukkah cannot be lower than 10 fachim? And the Gemara has a whole limud from the Aron and the Kaparis. The Gemara goes to a whole blot trying to figure out the limud and ends up saying that there's a makar from the how we find the midas of the Aron and the Kaparis that a mechitza has to be at least 10 fachim. And then the Gemara says on Daf Hamad Beis that that's good according to Rameir. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, this lima does not work out because Rabbi Yehuda has a different shita about what the shir amu was of the kalim. So according to him, we need another lima. And the Gemara comes out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's takalin from Malacha Moshe Mishinai, as the Gemara says, the Hilchos Gemirla, Dam Rav Chaim Rashi, Amaram, Shir and Chatzis and Mechitz and Halacha Moshe Mishinai. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we learned it out from the Halacha Moshe Mishinai of Mechitzin, that a Mechitza has to be Asara. So it comes out, Lefi the Maskan of the Gemara, it's really a Machlekes, what the makir is that a sukkah can't be lower than Asara. According to Rameir, it's learned out from a drasha, from the Aron, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's learned out from Halacha Moshe Mishinai of Mechitzas. And L'chai could ask him this from the famous klal of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamim, Perek Alef, Halacha Gimel, says a klal that anything which is Halacha Moshe Mishinai can never have a machlekes. Everyone has to agree to a Halacha Moshe Mishinai, and he says if you ever find a machlekes about something, then you know for sure that it's not Halacha Moshe Mishinai. So the kasha is, how can you have a machlekes over here that one mandamer says it is Halacha Moshe Mishinai according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rameir, it's not Halacha Moshe Mishinai according to the Rambam, you can't have a machlekes in a Halacha Moshe Mishinai. And we could ask a similar kasha. And the truth is, the Gemara on Bava Beis Taka speaks out that Rameir would have to use this Halacha Moshe Mishinai for something else, for good, beloved life in Akuma, but at the end of the day, it's a machlekes about a Halacha Moshe Mishinai. A similar kasha we could ask is on the Gemara in Dalam Beis. The Gemara brings down a machlekes Tanaim about whether Diyumdin works by a sukkah or not. That according to Rabbi Yaakov, if you have four amudim and each one has a share of a diyamid, as a tefach lekan and tefach lekan, it's nidon mishum diyamid, and that works to be a sukkah. The chachamim argue, and they hold that you need bedafka shtam kilchasan, mishushu safilu tefach, as we learn from the halacha mishum Sinai. So again, it seems to be a machlekes about a halacha mishum Sinai. Is the shir shtam kilchasan, mishushu safilu tefach, or is the shir these diyumdin? And again, the kasha is on the Rambam, how could you have a machlekes in a halacha mishum Sinai? And another place where you have this problem is the Gemara involved in the Beis, where the Gemara brings down a machlekes tanaim between Shem and the chachamim. If the shear of a sukkah is shtaim gilchasim, v'shishu safilu tafach, or shalosh gilchasim, v'revi safilu tafach, and the Gemara says they end up arguing about halacha moshe Mishinai, is it being megareah, is it being maisif? And again, l'char you find a machlekes in halacha moshe Mishinai, not like the Rambam. This last kasha is asked by the Arch HaShulchan and Hilchos Mamim. So we have l'char three places where there seems to be a machlekes in halacha moshe Mishinai, and this is tzarichin on the Rambam. So the Pashas, you can answer this alpia you cite from the Maritz Chiyah, so he writes in many places that this, that the Rambam says, you can't have a machlekes on the Halacha Moshe Mishinai, that's only if they're arguing whether there is a Halacha Moshe Mishinai or not, b'chlal. But if everyone agrees that there is a Halacha Moshe Mishinai, the question is, what are the pratim, what exactly did the Halacha Moshe Mishinai say, that you could have a machlekes? So that would answer these kashas, that everyone agrees there was some type of Halacha Moshe Mishinai concerning mechitzas. The question is, what exactly was said in that Halacha? Was it Shtam Kilchasan? Was it Shosh Kalchasim? Was it good beloved Daifin Akuma? Was it the Shira Sara? Was it the Umdin? They're just arguing about the Pratim, and therefore that would not be a Kasha on the Rambam. But I think you could say a more Yosei Zekataritz up here, Yosei Nifla from the Briskarav, and according to him, really the Kasha is Mikar Lessa. The Briskarav is going on the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Pei. We spoke about a couple weeks ago on Sunday. The Gemara says over there that if a person eats chelib zmanazeh, you have to write down the shir because we're afraid another bezin will come and be marbe b'shirim, will change the shir. So the Biskarav asks, well, shirim is halacha moshe Mishinai. You can't have another bezin can't come and argue with halacha moshe Mishinai, so how can he argue and change the shir? And the Biskarav says answers like this. He says that the Gemara says in Tmura that there were 3,000 halachas that were nishtakach b'mei evlo shel Moshe. 3,000 halachas were forgotten during the avelos of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hechzir nosnil ben knaz mitach pulpule. Nosnil ben knaz brought him back with his pilpul. So it's like the Biskarav that enachinami, these halachas, l'mashal of shirim, started off being halacha Moshe Mishinai. But once it was nishtakach b'mei evlo shel Moshe, once it was forgotten, then at that point it lost that special status of being halacha Moshe Mishinai. And even though Snil Maknaz brought it back mitoch Bapula, he was able to figure it out through the Yidgim Midrash Tani Drashus Bam. But at that point, it is no longer Halacha Mishum Sinai. It's regular Tosh Baal Peh. It was Nischadish like any other Chelik of Tosh Baal Peh. It remains regular Tosh Baal Peh. And now one could argue on it. You can have a Machlekes in it. And it's no different than any other Tosh Baal Peh. And that's how he answers the Gemara Yuma, that there could be another Bezin that could come and argue on the Halacha of Shurim. And then the Briskov says, he says, every time you find that there's a Machlekes in Halacha Mishum Sinai, it's not Shver in the Rambam, because we could say that that's one of those halachas that were nishtakech b'mei evlosh al-maisha, and it's paka from it, the din halacha mashmi sinai, it becomes regular tayish b'al peh, and now it is shaykh to have a machlekes. So, you could say that all these cases over here, we have a machlekes about mechitza, is halacha mashmi sinai or not, what is halacha mashmi sinai, this could be from the halachas that were nishtakech b'mei evlosh al-maisha, and mimela, it's not fair that we find a machlekes in these halachas, because once it's nishtakach me'evla shalmaisha, even though it's brought back through the pilpul of a sneal, but it remains regular tarish baal peh, and regular tarish baal peh, you can have a machlekes like any other tarish baal peh.